State narcotics officials say unsuspecting travelers are being used as drug mules to carry illegal pills to rural Alaska. Earlier this month, authorities intercepted a package of oxycodone pills at the Anchorage airport. They were inside a bag a traveler agreed to take to Dillingham for another woman. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Imagine for a moment that you're sitting at the airport in Anchorage, waiting to board a flight home to Dillingham. Someone you know, or at least know of, shows up and asks if you'll do them a favor and carry a bag or gift or even a pet on the flight and drop it off to someone in Dillingham. That's a fairly common practice traveling both directions. Now imagine that after accepting that package, you look inside and discover a false bottom, and in that false bottom is a suspicious-looking vacuum-sealed bag, the contents of which you can only assume must be drugs. That's exactly what happened on April 4th, and the drugs inside the package were oxycodone tablets. Investigator Nazrik Ney of the Dillingham Want Office.
This particular package was purported to have snake food in it, and it had several packages of frozen baby mice in there. But a false bottom was discovered in the package, and in that false bottom was a packet of wrapped paper. Investigation led to the opening of that packet, and it was determined to contain several oxycodone tablets. And these tablets had been cut in half, indicating that they were for sale for $100 a piece rather than $200 for a whole tablet.
The 9 half tablets were seized. Under arrest is 34-year-old Mary Jean Burkhart, who was accused of taking the package to the airport in Anchorage. Burkhart asked a Dillingham resident getting ready to board the flight if he could take the box of frozen dead mice to 22-year-old Lindsay Sifsoff for a pet snake in Dillingham. At first unwitting, the man agreed and accepted the box. He then checked inside and discovered the suspicious contents and quickly notified the airport police. Used as a substitute for heroin, oxycodone tablets are considered by the state of Alaska as being among the most dangerous drugs on the street. At $100 per half tablet, the bag had an estimated street value of $900. Ney says that's borderline between what's considered an amount of drugs for personal use and an amount intended to be sold. Either way, he's glad to get any amount of oxycodone off the streets in Bristol Bay, where he sees it destroying families and literally killing users.
It's a ever-accelerating path towards family and physical destruction, is what I've seen.
There are other concerns being raised by this bust. As authorities have cracked down on smuggling through some traditional routes into rural communities, drug traffickers may be increasing their efforts to enlist unsuspecting travelers as drug mules.
In my work, I hear about this pretty frequently. People walking up to a boarding passenger saying, "Can you carry this to Dillingham for me? It's a birthday present or it's a pair of shoes or something like that." And then the package is picked up by another person on the other end. And then we hear after the fact that the package actually contained some type of illegal drug. Nowadays, most of the time, it's oxycodone.
Drug traffickers are, at best, jeopardizing the reputation of the innocent people offering to carry packages, at worst, endangering their safety and exposing them to criminal prosecution.
A person who unknowingly takes a package from somebody in Anchorage and carries it to Dillingham, and it turns out that there are illegal drugs in there, it's going to be very difficult for investigators to know whether they knowingly carried it or whether they innocently carried it, and we're going to have a real hard time determining whether they're an innocent Good Samaritan or part of the drug trafficking itself.
Ney says this trend can be curbed if the drug traffickers believe that travelers at the airport have become suspicious of carrying packages, and especially if they believe people are willing to call the police if they suspect drugs are being smuggled. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.